Right now, 38% of hospital inpatients require the second most dangerous drug in the building, and, well, we are still dosing it using manual math. Welcome to a case study edition of The Drip, brought to you by Glytec. For today's case study podcast, we're discussing the clinical and operational impacts of intelligent glycemic management. We are taking a deep dive into what happens when you stop relying on high-risk manual protocols and standardized care across the entire health system.
Yeah, and looking at the data, the reality at the bedside is honestly concerning. Insulin isn't just common. I mean, it requires absolute precision.
Yes, right. Absolute precision.
Exactly. Yet facilities are heavily relying on manual calculations and sliding scale protocols, where a nurse checks a blood glucose level and then figures out the dose on a paper chart.
Which just sounds crazy. That reliance has to create severe clinical variation.
Oh, absolutely. It creates massive variation.
Yeah. It sounds less like modern medicine and more like, you know, asking 50 different cooks to bake a cake without a recipe. Just guessing the measurements based on how the batter looks, you're guaranteeing a different result every time.
Well, I'd actually push back on that a bit.
Oh, really? How so?
It's more like a pilot having to manually calculate wind resistance and fuel burn every 5 minutes, while also, you know, serving drinks to the passengers.
Wow. Okay. That is a stressful image.
It is. It's a massive cognitive overload. Think about a nurse at the medication cart. They aren't just reading a single number, they are cross-referencing previous blood glucose levels.
Right.
Adjusting for the patient's meals, considering kidney function, and doing complex sliding scale math on the fly.
And when a nurse is forced to do that manual math, inevitably errors happen. And that doesn't just stay on the patient's chart. I mean, it extends the patient's time in the hospital, which ripples through the entire system. But the case studies show this isn't an unsolvable problem. Advent Health saw a 75% drop in first-time provider calls.
Wait, what is the mechanism behind a drop that massive?
It really comes down to standardizing the decision-making. By taking the math off the nursing cart and putting it into an enterprise platform like Glytecone, nurses aren't second-guessing doses.
Or paging doctors at 2 a.m.
Right, exactly. Right. They don't have to page to clarify a sliding scale. They actually save up to 72 minutes of time per IV insulin patient, per shift.
72 minutes per shift.
Yeah, simply because we remove that cognitive burden, and the safety outcomes follow right along. Genesis Healthcare documented a 99.8% reduction in severe hypoglycemia.
99.8%, that is incredible. Which, you know, brings us directly to the C-suite's bottom line. When adverse drug events drop, patients move through the system much more predictably.
They do.
Clinical variation directly inflates your length of stay.
Exactly. The data from these deployments shows an average length of stay reduction of 3.18 days.
So you are effectively opening up bed capacity without building a new wing. That's a great way to put it.
So walk me through how standardizing just one medication yields the kind of financial return we are seeing. Like, one Midwestern health system validated $40 million in avoided costs within just 12 months.
Well, when you eliminate 3 days of a hospital stay for hundreds or thousands of patients, and you stop treating severe hypoglycemic events, which, by the way, cost thousands of dollars per incident to manage.
Yeah, that adds up.
Those savings compound rapidly. You are literally paying for the prevention of harm.
And even if the cost avoidance doesn't get a hospital administrator's attention, the regulatory urgency absolutely will. As of 2026, CMS makes ECQM, you know, their electronic clinical quality reporting mandatory for severe hypo and hyperglycemia.
That is such a critical shift. This data isn't staying hidden in internal quality committee meetings anymore?
No, it goes fully public in late 2027.
Exactly.
Right. And failing to report forfeits 25% of your annual Medicare payment increase every single year, compounding. So standardizing glycemic care is no longer just a bedside nursing initiative.
Definitely not.
It is an enterprise-wide strategy.
Right. And platforms like Glytecone don't replace clinical judgment. They provide an FDA-cleared safety-first baseline. They protect patients from harm at the bedside.
While simultaneously shielding the hospital from impending CMS penalties.
Precisely.
It really leaves you with an urgent question to consider. If your CFO cannot currently quote your health system's true baseline glycemic numbers, what will happen when CMS publishes those exact figures for your competitors and your board to see?
Scary thought for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today on The Drip, a Glytec podcast production. For the full white papers and case studies discussed today, visit glytec.com.